Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Caribbean has been hit hard by hurricane season this year. Cardinal Sean O'Malley, the Archbishop of Boston, has personal experience weathering storms there. Decades ago, he was the Bishop of the Diocese of St. Thomas when Hurricane Hugo left a path of destruction. Cardinal O'Malley is in Rome this week and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cardinal O'Malley, you have direct experience with working in St. Thomas during a hurricane when Hugo caused devastation in the Virgin Islands in 1989. What dominates your memories of that time?
Well, it was the first really serious hurricane that had hit the islands in almost 70 years. So a lot of people were experiencing that sort of a hurricane for the first time in their lives. And the destruction was just incredible. I actually went to St. Croix because they told us that St. Croix was going to be hit directly, and I wanted to be there because I knew afterwards I wouldn't be able to get in. On St. Croix, it left us with destroyed buildings everywhere. There was no electricity or phones for 6 months. There was no drinking water. And we lived on coconut milk for the first few days. And then luckily, the U.S. Navy sent an aircraft carrier that had a large enough desalination plant to supply the 55,000 residents of the island with drinking water. The school, the public schools, were closed for about 2 years. We opened the Catholic schools in tents about a month or so after the hurricane. The children were so traumatized that for several months after the hurricane, every time it would rain, the small children would start to cry, thinking that we're going to go through this terrible storm again. Most of the housing and the hospitals, the schools, the churches, the airport were all trashed by this incredible storm. And so I can identify very much with what the people are experiencing there now.
Did you find yourself setting aside some of your standard duties and doing things you perhaps wouldn't have expected to do as the priest there?
Well, you know, our duty is to serve our people. We were able to organize some shelters and to help with distribution of food and water. I made it a priority to try and open the schools. We just wanted the children to have some normalcy to their lives. But this latest storm, I've talked to a couple of people there. They've had, you know, all-day curfews. The roads are impassable. It's just it's such a disruptive thing. It will take many years for the islands to recover from this. And your islands, it depends so much on tourism. And this year, of course, there will be no tourism this winter, which is the high season for them. And that's when people get an income that allows them to survive the whole year. Now, this year, that won't be there. It's really a human tragedy of incredible dimensions in just so many different ways.
I wonder what it's like to be a spiritual leader when your flock is dealing with the tragedy and destruction caused by an event that is often referred to as an act of God.
Well, the people of the West Indies are people with great faith, and it was amazing to see how people gathered to pray. And after the hurricane, the churches were down, so we had masses outside and with no microphones or sound systems. You just had to talk as loud as you could. But my message to the people was that although our houses are on the ground, we're on our feet and we have each other and we have to help each other. And that's just what the people did.
Do you think the islands will get the aid and the support that they need to get through this?
I hope so. It has me very worried because just as when we had the problems with Hugo went on and then it hit the Carolinas. In the same week, there was an earthquake in California. And so our needs were competing with the needs of mainland United States and with FEMA. And now we have a similar situation where Florida's been hit with Irma, and the terrible situation in Texas. So expecting FEMA to be able to deal with those realities, plus Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, I just think it's going to be very, very difficult. I hope that the government will really beef up our capability to respond.
Well, Cardinal, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for talking about this and helping to keep this before the minds of our people. It's so important.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley, Archbishop of Boston, speaking to us from Rome. This is 90.9 WBUR.